It's 7:10, Tuesday night in Melbourne. Dennis Walter with you right through until midnight and looking forward to your calls. Now, each Tuesday around this time, I speak to someone who's got a great story. Tonight, I wanted to do it a little differently. I want to get a sneak peek into what's in store for 2021. And actually, my guest has got a good story. Rose Smith is a psychic from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. Is not new to the program. The last time I spoke to Rose, she said Joe Biden will win the US election, which has been absolutely, completely nailed down, confirmed today. Tonight, she's going to give us some 2021 predictions. Rose, good evening
Hello.
To you.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. And if anyone has a dream that you would like Rose to analyse, please call now, 96900693. And I'll start it off, Rose, if I may.
Yes.
Last night, I had a dream. Now, often I don't remember what I've dreamt about, but I had a dream that I was at a... I love cars, Rose. And I was at a car show, but the car show was... I couldn't escape from the car show, and the car show was under attack. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever experienced.
Do you know who was attacking your car show?
It was... No, it was almost like a terrorism thing.
Wow. Cars are very significant in dreams because they often represent our independence in the world and how we get around in the world. So I've been looking at the astrology actually for 2021 and I can see a lot of star signs are going through a period where they have to look at their own belief systems and change what they think about things, especially themselves. And it could be that that you're going to have a change in belief system and that perhaps your identity is going to change in some way.
With dreams, are they the culmination of things that you've been experiencing or you know, like are they a version of things that you've been experiencing that then come out or are they a sign of the future?
Well, like they can be a sign of the future, particularly if you have prophetic dreams. I sometimes have prophetic dreams, but mostly dreams are in a sort of a different language and they're expressing what's going on in our own subconscious. And sometimes it's things that are happening like right now in our lives, or it can go back even, you know, years or decades to something that's unresolved. But you won't resolve it until the time is right, basically. And things just come around in cycles and patterns. So, you know, say, for example, if somebody got divorced, they might think they're done and dusted with their partner, and then 5 years later they have a dream about their partner or something like that. And it means that whatever residual energy is left in their subconscious that needs resolving is going to come up, and often that'll be in a dream.
96900693, if you want a bit of analysis of a dream that you've had, maybe a recurring one. Rose Smith is here from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. Angie, good evening.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Rose.
Hello.
I had a dream. It's so weird and I'll never, ever, ever forget it. I was in a house. I got stuck in the house with horses' bums were in the doorway and I couldn't get out of that room. Then one of the horses moved. I ran out of the room to a paddock. I set up a picnic and bisons were running down the hill chasing me and I got to the bottom of the hill, got in a limo and drove off.
What?
And I was not drinking. I was not drinking.
That was an unusual one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you dream about a house, it's often your body because your body is your temple, the temple of your spirit. So it's a part of your body that you're getting in contact with.
Yep.
And horses are often about horsepower. And you find a lot of girls that are going through puberty will have this sort of attraction to horses because they want that power, you see, as they're growing up and they're developing. They're becoming more powerful because it's like horsepower.
Oh.
And the bison's also a very powerful animal. So it may be that you came face-to-face with some of your own power in your dream and it might have been a bit scary or something like that, and that's why you ran away.
And got in a limo.
Yeah.
You do like to do it in style, Angie.
Yeah, but not with horses and bison.
So it's probably to do. Also, it's associated with the solar plexus, which is in your middle, your abdomen, and might be something around your father, or perhaps somebody in your life who is like your father.
Oh.
Does that ring a bell at all, Ange?
Now, what do you mean, like something around my father? What do you actually mean?
Maybe from your childhood that's coming back to do with power. Maybe your father was powerful and you felt you didn't have power or something like that. The other thing,
pig-headed.
Pig-headed, was he? Not horse-headed or bison-headed, but pig-headed.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, it can also be digestive complaints.
Really?
Digestive problem. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Angie, hope that helps. I'd love to hear from anyone who's got a dream they would like analysed. Rose is with us, 96900693 or 131332. Should we, Rose, be scared by our dreams?
Oh, I don't think we should be scared. I mean, sometimes, yes, you will have nightmares and scary dreams. Like, I remember just before COVID started in February, I had 20... nights in a row where I had nightmares for 20 nights straight, which I've never had before in my life. And it took me a while to work out what was going on. I knew it was something big that was going to happen to be so affected every single night. And I was dreaming I was in the Second World War and there was food shortages and there was German soldiers going around shooting everybody. And I was scared. Being, you know, in a warfare situation every night, it felt like. Then I'd forgotten, you see, for a little while till I remembered that when I get a virus, I would often dream about German soldiers trying to kill people in this battle, because German soldiers in my subconscious language was like germs, you see. So germs,
right.
Viruses. So once I figured it out after 3 weeks, then, of course, I was really quite shocked, because I knew that it was going to be something that was huge. And then, of course, in March, we found out.
Something was huge, and it's still huge, sadly. Sue, good evening to you.
Oh, hi, everyone. I had a dream about a week and a half ago of my father and my uncle, and I had some names mentioned. It was a Graham and a Greer. Now, what happened was my sister rang me last night and she told me my auntie had died at 96 on August the 29th. Now, the family didn't contact us and we only got to finding out through... we didn't hear anything at all, and my sister decided that she felt something and she went and looked up in the funeral parlour in Williamstown there, Nelson Brothers... And they found the funeral had been of my auntie, and that we felt like we got contacted by the other side to let us know that she was coming to them. It was very strange. It was only a week and a half ago I got the dream, and it was just very strange. And Graham, that was mentioned, I said I was going to go and see Graham. That's her son, and it's really strange. Yeah.
Yes. So it just goes to show you, doesn't it, that even though nobody's told you what's going on, that in spirit, you've picked it up anyway.
Yeah. And it's like the living didn't even tell me, but the other side did, and it's amazing.
It's amazing how often that happens. I've heard that several times before, that sort of story where family members haven't been told. Sometimes the other members of the family don't want them to be involved or to know because there's some sort of inheritance or something like that, so they try to keep it quiet.
Sue, thank you very much for your call. Rose, can we just go over a few things that you, as you see it, for 2021? For instance, predictions for Donald Trump.
poor Donald Trump. Well, I say that, but yes, I have been predicting for about 2 years that he would no longer be president. And I've put a number of videos up on YouTube about it. And it's like he just, I call it the disappearing Trumps, both him and Melania. They go quiet for a while. And
they're not going to go easily.
They're not going to go easily, but they are going to go. And actually, I think in November, I had a vision that Melania was already packing up at that stage. The other thing I saw around Melania and Donald Trump was that their marriage, they're not really married. They're married in one sense, in name, but they really don't have a lot to do with each other. And it's like there's a padlock, like a contract or something between them. And after he leaves the White House, it's like the padlock is unlocked. And so she's exceptionally independent and she will go her own way.
There's a lot of talk around, or a bit of scuttlebutt around at the moment about the future of Anthony Albanese as the leader of the Federal Labor Party. And there was talk today of that Tanya Plibersek is going to get a tap on the shoulder to take over. What do you see for Anthony Albanese?
That's interesting. I'm just closing my eyes now. I do see a door opening up, and then somebody puts a document across his desk and they want him to sign it, and he doesn't want to. So it is up in the air a bit, but I wouldn't like to say either way because I can't actually read what it is that they're trying to get him to sign it, but I see it on his desk. So there's, put it this way. There's definitely several people there in the Labor Party that want him to step down. Tanya Plibersek, I don't feel she is one of them that is actually agitating for it. I think there's a group of what they call the Labor Party faceless men that are agitating. But, yeah, it seems very much up in the air. So I wouldn't bet either way, actually, to be quite honest.
Why don't we take a break? More with Rose. If you've had a dream and you want it analysed, love to hear from you. 96900693 at 19 past 10.
When I worked at Age Pension Solutions, I knew all about the pension. Now I'm retired, I'm so busy, I've lost track of the rules, the income and asset limits, and so on. So now I use Age Pension Solutions to look after me with Centrelink, because they're the experts in the field. Get Age Pension Solutions on the job for you. Call them now on 98 98 1500. That's 98 98 1500. Or visit agepensionsolutions.com.au.
G'day, Sam Wood here. Whether it's an express workout, an express coffee or an express checkout, I'm all about fast and convenient. And so is Mercedes-Benz Waverley. They offer same-day premium express services from only $399. There's no waiting weeks with these guys. You book today, they service today, and they do it in just 90 minutes. Now that's what I call express. Mercedes-Benz Waverley. Phone 1300 629 629.
Some conditions apply, license 578.
Hello, folks. Bob Newbold from Kingston Funerals. Large corporate funeral directors charge large corporate prices. My company, Kingston Funeral Services, has been looking after your loved ones for over 25 years. During that time, we've consistently been about half the price of the corporates. So why pay for the Taj Mahal? You won't go wrong with Kingston, now offering free live streaming. KingstonFuneralServices.com.
Incy Wincy Spider climbing up the spout. So Dawson's Pest Control wiped that spider out. Then they chased the ants down and got rid of them fast. Thanks to Dawson's Pest Control, those pests are a thing of the past. With over 60 years in the business, Dawson's are the pest professionals. Their licensed pest technicians use treatments that are safe for your children and your pets. Dawson's, the pest professionals. All pests, all suburbs, same day service. Call 9222222 or dawsonspest.com.au.
At E&S, we have huge savings, so you can get the right appliance when you need it most. Like the 7 kilo Mueller front load washer for only $12.99. 8 kilo Bosch front load washer, $7.98. And the Fisher & Paykel bottom mount fridge, now only $17.99. Plus, get free delivery on washers, dryers, fridges, freezers and dishwashers. Our warehouses are fully stocked And we won't be beaten on price. So visit one of our 9 showrooms today or shop online and get the E&S feeling. Sale on now. T's and C's apply.
If you're injured at work, Shine Lawyers can help you access the compensation you're entitled to. Last year, we settled over 4,500 claims. Call Shine Lawyers, the workers' compensation experts, on 13 11 99, and let's right wrong.
Oh, the Blind Factory!
We at the Blind Factory would like to wish you and yours a very safe and happy festive season. That includes things such as Christmas, Hanukkah, and Hogmanay.
The Blind Factory.
Ah, Hogmanay. Get your haggis out.
Nights on 3AW. Balmoral over 55's Lifestyle Village has worked hard to make changes to meet the current challenges. Ridge Road, Wantirna South.
Rose Smith is online, psychic from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. Rose, what do you see from an Australian point of view and world point of view for COVID for 2021?
Yes, the big question, isn't it? I do see things improving here in Australia rapidly, and actually in some respects I think we'll be the envy of the world, Australia and New Zealand. But unfortunately I don't see that happening so fast in other areas of the world, particularly the UK and the USA. They're sort of at least 6 months or more behind us. And it's just unfortunate, you know, that it's really going to be dire in those countries. But I feel like there's a lot of new innovative laws that are going to be passed around the environment, and our economy is really going to pick up speed
in 2021. That is good news. I've got one other question to ask you as well, but Denise has called in. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Rose and Dennis. How are you going? Look, Hi. I've had a recurring dream, I'd say, for 20-plus years, and I'll just preempt this by saying I'm a very well-organised person, but often I will have this dream about somebody coming to sleep in one of our beds and it's not ready, and I sort of wake up. It's sort of subconscious wake-up dream. I really can't explain it very well, and I'll just sort of go, oh, my God, they're coming, and I haven't made, you know, changed the sheets. And I've even got to the stage where I've got out of bed to go and do it, and my hubby goes, where are you going? I go, nowhere. So I just don't understand why that's been happening for such a long time. And any ideas?
Yeah, reoccurring dreams, like I mentioned before, the one that I had in February, I had 20 or 21 times. Mm-hmm. It's something usually coming out of the subconscious, and there's a part of the subconscious, which is like our shadow side. It's sort of opposite to how we are. So if you're normally an organised person, then in your dream you're going to be disorganised. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if there's a fear of being disorganised, and so maybe that you'll go to extra lengths to be organised. Often what's down in the shadow side, in the dark side of the subconscious, are, you know, pieces or conglomerates of energy that we don't understand, or, you know, they're like totally different to how we are in our normal personality. Yeah. And so I'd say every time you dream that, I'd be writing it down in a journal and try and get in contact with that part of yourself, because that's got a lot of energy, and that energy can help you, you know, become more powerful in your everyday life.
Okay.
Denise, I hope that helps you. And I ask this question, Rose, with great trepidation. What do you see for Dennis Walter next year?
Oh, right. Well, I just saw musical notes. But everybody knows you for that, Dennis. You see, you know, your wonderful voice. I do see a door opening. When I see a door opening, it's like an opportunity. And it is a musical opportunity. So you could have sort of something on the side or something extra to do with music that you don't normally do.
There's a new album next year in April. It's supposed to already be out, but we haven't quite finished it because of interruptions this year. You know those interruptions?
Oh, very well.
Yeah. Rose, great to chat with you. There are also some things at the moment, like in December, I'm told, to do with things that are going up there in the universe, that are things that are going on. What's that all about?
Oh, that's a new one on me. In December, I did have a flash the other day. It was about December. It was about Scott Morrison, actually.
All right,
he was he was handing out chocolate paddle pops to everybody, and it was a summer's day, and he was handing them all out. And so I take that, I interpret that as being that he's given a sweetener out to the population because there's a lot of new laws and this sort of change around climate change. This is sort of, the government's going to sort of backpedal a bit, and there'll be, you know, some sweeteners for different segments of the population, you know, to get our economy going and to get back onto the track with solar, perhaps, or something like that.
Maybe Rose, maybe a paddle pop is the replacement for JobKeeper.
Yeah, that's a bit of a drop, isn't it?
That's a fair drop, but you know how politicians can be. Rose, great to chat with you. Happy Christmas to you. If anyone wants more information on Rose, just go to absolutesoulsecrets.com, and no doubt we will talk again.
Thanks a lot, Dennis, and Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Thank you.